Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
The React question. It's a question that's got to be answered, Josh. The React people, the people who do reaction channels, they've got to go.
Oh, yeah. we need to remove every single one of them.
Well, here's the thing. React content is a really weird thing because, of course, it can be done in a way that it's actually beneficial to the world and is building upon whatever they're reacting to. And you can see this in multiple different ways. There are people who, like, I don't know, I love to mention them, but the Fine Bros, the guys who did the Kids React to, blah, blah, blah.
The ones that tried to trademark it.
Yeah, they were awful people. They did awful things in, like, the trademarking attempt. They apparently didn't treat the guests very well. There's lots of people who've interviewed them after that whole thing's been shut down, and they were like, yeah, they didn't pay us well, they were rude, blah, blah, blah. But my worst point is just, it wasn't that good a content, but it was fine. You know, it's fine. I want to see some kids react to whatever the latest thing is.
It's basically sort of lowbrow nonsense, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it is worth mentioning as well that we're reacting to reaction videos. So,
oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong.
We've got to gulag ourselves after this is over.
Well, that's my point, which is that if you want to watch someone have respond to Biden's speech and talk about the political implications of whatnot, that is also technically a reaction, but that's obviously adding to the world. And even just some kiddos responding to, I don't know, a Donald Trump speech where they just go, he's gay. That's still interesting because it's funny. Like, there are ways to do it that's actually building on the world. And then there are people who are just cancer on civilization, and that's the ones I want to talk about today and the things they've done, the specific things they've done. So we'll start off by talking about another cancer on civilization, this being Frank DiCollo's Mal's Great Famine, the cancer being Great Famine, not Frank DiCollo, obviously. Anyway, moving on. So we'll go to Bub Games. Bub Games, I don't know, some people will know, I like Bub Games. Funny, funny man. So he's called Bub Films now on Twitter. I don't know why I'm using this to promote him, but I like him. Not like that. Anyway, his Bub Films are quite funny as well. Like he did a Peppa Pig review where he got a fully roasted pig and dressed up.
Oh, you showed me that. Yeah.
Interesting guy. Anyway, but he did this tweet. This tweet massively blew up, which I'm not sure he was expecting. But it's him talking about the fact that Lemono, who's another YouTuber, spent months researching, scripting, and editing a video just for, you know, this guy over here to do his stupid mouth open face for the thumbnail.
No one reacts like that.
Yeah. And it's
ever.
Like, an hour and 20 minutes or something, the video, and his responses are literally going, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, adding to the world.
I tell you what really annoys me is that a lot of the time, these reactions, it's just really poor acting. Like, I saw a video of a guy watching a chimpanzee, no, it was a bonobo, sorry, play Minecraft. And they basically engineered it. So all the chimpanzee needs to do is press in a direction on the screen and press a button at the top. It's pretty simple, actually. It's not like it's there with a controller and it's, you know, made full diamond armor. It is catered to be as easy as possible.
Yeah.
And they're going like, oh, and stuff like that. And like pointing like, wow.
Because they know their content's boring to begin with. Yeah. Frankly.
And it's interesting enough that it can do that. You know, it's not amazing. It's not like,
or the reactor or the monkey.
The monkey.
All right.
Not going
to. No, but that's what I mean. Like there is content. There's reaction that's interesting, and then there's content where you're just like, I don't need you here. You're not adding anything.
It kind of just got in the way, all of these silly, over-enthusiastic reactions. I'm just like, is this for children? Is this why you're reacting like this? Are you a children's entertainer?
Maybe. Well, Dolan Duck had a response. You know, he enjoyed the commentary. Here's his favorite moments. We can see the favorite moments here, where he drinks and eats while playing someone else's highly edited professional video. Yeah, okay. Now,
if you record a react video and you can't even not forgo drinking and eating. I mean, having a sip of water when you're talking a lot is fine, but if you're just sat there reacting.
But he's not the only one, as people are pointing out, Bob there as well. Hassan did exactly the same thing, where he played exactly the same video. People really don't know, Lemino is like my god when it comes to editing.
He's great, yeah.
Fantastic. He'll do like an hour-long video on something really interesting, and it's edited presumably all using After Effects from start to finish, because it's just that higher quality. It's seamlessly flows as well. I would sit here and just kiss Lemino's ass all day if I could, because I really like his content in that way. Not literally. But that's the difference here, because you've got Hassan doing the same thing, same stupid face, same stupid ass, just stock standard crap. And look at me, watch a video, content creators. Yeah. Someone responded by saying, well, what exactly do you expect? And I just told them content, which I think is a fair point. But my point being, it's not too bad, even this kind of stuff, if they're just reacting to S-posts, where the effort that took to make the stupid meme is about as much as Hassan's reaction in terms of effort. It's, you know, no one really cares. So I made this crappy meme, some guy reacts to it. Oh, it's kind of funny. I'm never going to be bothered. But if I was Lemino, and I'd spent so much time and work doing that, and then just some guy sits there going, wow. It's not that it upsets you because, oh, they're taking views away or money or something. It's just kind of really annoying on a professional level.
Well,
it's like a comedian stealing jokes, where it's like, you could do that, but professionally, I just don't like you now.
I think that if he wanted to go out of his way and take like copyright strike these people, I think it would be fair.
Well, there's an argument, well, a very good one in these cases, of copyright infringement.
Because loads of people are going to only watch the reaction video and not the original one, which is directly taking income out of his pocket because he put a lot of work into this long video. Right?
But that stuff I really don't think actually matters, because the money involved and whatnot, I mean, Lemino's still doing fantastic.
Oh yeah, of course.
But even if he wasn't, I think the thing that motivates people, I mean, myself, I've been making videos for like a decade, and the thing that really annoys me about this is not the money or the subs or anything else. The thing that really annoys me is the crap effort of the reactors, because it's, so, again, on a professional level, it's just like, Lemino is literally a god of video making, and you have Mr. Dumbbuckle over here who goes, wow, I hate you. I hate you because your content's bad. That's why. I mean, we can see the memes here. Live Hassan reaction as well, where he just buggered off for 10 minutes at everything he's reacting to, which is fair. This is his reaction channel. I presume this is run by him. There's another one that's not. But either way, I mean, just tell, even if it's not, your Twitch channel then is crap, because it's just you reacting. Look at this. It's just annoying. I mean, again, like, okay, you might make a political point. I don't like Hassan, but whatever. You know, he wants to make a political point about some debate on Piers Morgan's show. There's politics, there's social points, whatever. But just let me watch Lemino's video
as well. Imagine debasing yourself and making those ridiculous faces basically for clicks, for money.
Again, a professional disgust. I mean, that's my point. It's not really about, you know, you've made some money or something. I don't give a crap.
It's not about the money. It's sending a message.
Yeah, there is plenty of content on the internet that gets a billion views and is crap, and I don't like it. But it's more annoying when it's just so bad in the quality section. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we can even see here just real quick. I'm not going to play this, of course. But just like the dislikes, because we have the plugin, of course. Even the people looking at this are just like, this is scummy. Because it's bad. It's just bad form. Professionally cringe. Anyway, this is Lemino's video about Jack the Ripper. I don't know why I included this. I think probably just because I like him, and I'm going to recommend that video. There we are.
Yeah, it's great stuff. I too watch his videos somewhat organically. I just found it through YouTube, really.
I'm just going to demonstrate here for the point of like the
oh.
Look at that. Look at those seamless cuts between the scenes. The 3D animation work. The maps of Whitechapel in the 1800s with listed streets. Oh, it's great. Everything about it is just good quality.
This is almost like Patrick Bateman business card scene.
Sincerely, though. I mean, kind of, that's how I feel. I mean,
Subtle off-white colouring.
There are a few things I'm actually really passionate about, and one of them is editing. I really kind of hate how editing is seen as like an afterthought by most people who make videos. It is actually some kind of art form. There's bad art.
Well, it is an art form. Of course it is, because, you know, videos are art, right? And it's part of the art creation.
But people just think of like the other aspects, but because they think of editing as like just some cuts, add a dip to white or something. Mm-hmm. And for people like me, I love this. I love this. The little details in how to make the text fall like that, so it's more interactive.
It's also impressive that color it's choices. Synced up with how he's saying it as well, reading it out, and it like drops in perfectly. That takes a lot of work.
he could just use dissolves for all of these, but instead, no, you have this neat thing where you have the Easy E's on the way up. People who don't know editing, what the hell I'm talking about.
Easy E, member of NWA.
All right.
Former member.
To get rid of, so you know how the image will go down, say, but towards the end it goes faster?
Yeah.
Which is cooler? Like just adding little things like that. That's a little add-on there. And it's unappreciated in the world, in my opinion, the level of skill it takes to make these things. And that, I think, is what made people kind of get really annoyed at this specific instance. It's not about the copyright infringement. No one really cares. Copyright law in the West is broken. We all know it. It's not really about Hassan might make $20 or whatever he's making. No one cares. All the views, no one cares. It's the professional aspect, I think, that pissed people off to no end. And I think rightfully so, because, you know, good channel, piece of crap channel, just content-wise, professionally, no good. I'm not even talking about your politics, my friend. Not interested. It's what you do instead.
What on earth is he wearing?
This is God.
He looks like he's wearing something from GTA Vice City. Why is he dressed like that?
Yeah. All right, moving on. Because, well, the previous chap, XQC over here, not very familiar with him, he decided to defend what he did. And this is an account uploading his defense. So I suppose if we can play this clip, we shall enjoy a robust defense.
Huh? I enjoy his commentary. These are my favorite moments. Bro, I paused like crazy. I had a lot of commentary. Chat, the reason why I didn't commentate is that, chat, genuinely, chat, the chat was getting mad at me. Jesse sent me a DM at night. Jesse sent me a DM and he said, dude, I'm watching the VOD, shut the fuck up. And I was like, bro, I was enjoying the topic. I was trying to talk about it. Bro. People, okay. Listen to me very carefully, okay? Listen to me. Chat, I saw the defense of this and it had like 100k likes, okay? People are being dumb about this, okay? People are forgetting human nature, okay? Ooh. People want to sit to a computer, open the one link, okay? Having a second monitor and play games and whatever, okay? That's what streams are about. Streams are shit content. Streams in their entirety are shit content. Only about 1% of the time, or about 5%, the content is going to be good enough, okay? Or it's going to be main monitor content, okay? The reality is that streams overall, a lot of it is going to be second screen content. Nobody wants to fucking switch channels 80 times like you're on a TV, okay? So there, that's my talk. This is my take, okay? When I get into react shit, okay? Yes, a lot of it is just watching it, because that's what chat wants. If I commentate too much, chat gets fucking bored. Chat gets mad. I like to watch it with chat. Like I want to catch it watching it on TV. Okay, that's it. There are some topics I'll talk more about and I'll comment more about. Right, but overall, I know what people want. And I try to give them what they want. They want to just watch something and chill and we could talk about it a little bit. And I give them just that. And then being mad that is successful, right? Because it shouldn't be that way. Sorry, sir. My bad. I'm sorry to people like that. I'm sorry. I like that. Okay. So that you don't, and you think that like people are making money on whatever of this. I will give every penny back of any videos that I make that are full react. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. The money is so little on that end. I don't
say that when you're annoyed. I don't think that works.
Incoherent. You can see him jumping from thing to thing because he doesn't really know what he's doing. I mean, at first he's like, I commented a lot, but then I was told to shut up because I'm not interesting. Okay, but that gives you a clue about why people are there. They're here for Lemino, in which case, go and watch Lemino. Don't watch...
To be fair, he was so sort of honest about what he thought that I kind of ended up respecting him a bit more than
I love the addition, which is just like, yeah, my streams are shit. No one watches them. They're awful. Stop then. Fucking loser. Go and make content like Lemino.
But
that's the thing, like this chap here, I mean, I'm not familiar with him. I think he might actually be genuinely retarded enough to not even understand copyright law from what I've heard. Apparently he just streams The Dark Knight Rises in full.
At one point. That's going to end well, yeah.
Yeah, but the reason why he seems to just not care, and the reason I believe he'll give the money back if he needs to, that whole $12 or whatever it is because he's got a $100 million contract with Twitch.
Oh.
It's $50 million a year, 2-year contract.
I think he's doing all right then.
Yeah, the point being, he can do whatever he wants. And yeah, he probably can. But if you make bad content, we're going to criticize you for it because it's bad. Have some standards in your life. have some professional standards and actually do some good.
Ian Smith over here.
Well, literally, by his own admission, he's like, yeah, my content is shit. Have you thought about there might be someone in the world who might be able to improve your content?
No.
Look in the mirror. Anyway, whole other.
Who's in the mirror? I can't understand.
That's not even the worst piss take. I mean, Lemonade, I think, is probably... I haven't found a channel better in terms of it. I know I'm just going on about him because it's sincere in the sense of I haven't found someone who I prefer in terms of actually making structured, well-made stuff. But there is someone else who does a very good job, this chap here, who managed to find XQC reacting to his video. I'm sure he was very stoked about it. So I suppose we'll play the next clip and enjoy this high-quality reaction.
What you're looking at is considered the most densely populated place that ever existed. On an area of just 6.5 acres, or 4 football fields, dozens of individual buildings have merged into...
So he left it playing and just walked out.
Yeah.
Allowed various work...
Do not pose this to YouTube for the lack of react. For the lack of react... Boom! Metal pipes, cement, football, goal at the back. Wait a minute, chat. Wait a minute, chat. Hold up. I think this is a very rare copper alloy right there, chat.
So he's just taking the piss about the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is why I say this chap here might actually be too retarded. It's difficult to reason with stupid. But there we are. And I think rightfully people are like, go to hell, you suck on this issue because make better content. We want better from you. Everyone can achieve greatness, XQC.
Mm-hmm. That was ridiculous, to be fair.
I mean, you can sit there and get paid 100 mil to make sludge. Yeah, you could. Plenty of outlets to do that. But
it makes me so mad. I work so hard.
But it's cringe.
I wish I was on 100 mil.
I'd rather be Lemono than XQC. Even if Lemono's, I don't know, after the expenses and whatnot, he's not making very much. Still rather be Lemono.
I'd rather be any of these people making the money that they're making, to be honest.
I don't know what Lemono makes. Because the thing with Lemono, like, he'll spend, like, I don't know, months or something before he releases the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually know what the economics are of that, but he'll answer that.
Good for him for making good videos, anyway.
So here's Mr. Beast, who was on Joe Rogan, and I don't have time to play it, but he made a very good point in this interview where he's talking about YouTube, and he's just like, yeah, just make good stuff. Because also, YouTube themselves like to promote good stuff, because funnily enough, they want people to stay on the site. And if they're just watching garbage that they don't want to come back through, that's bad for business.
My goodness, common sense.
I mean, business really is not that complicated in this regard, but people don't seem to get it.
Good products equal good things.
Whereas the last point I just have to make here is it's gone viral. No, I don't want to start a fight. But I mean, they know.
I do.
what do they do? Well, by what it seems, they take other people's videos. I believe they now pay them. I don't know if they didn't before, but I assume they did because the law of libel. so they pay people for their videos, then they upload it. They get a bunch of views. There you go, 2 million on whatever that one is. Literally, who cares? Gossip. Add subtitles. And then at the end, they go, wow, could you imagine that happening to you? It's bad. But there's plenty of this. I mean, who hasn't run across these like ridiculously followed accounts?
It's like the McDonald's burger of online media, really, isn't it? You know it's bad for you, but sometimes you fancy indulging.
Everyone knows. I mean, look at these views. I mean, you don't get this unless you've got wide audience. And I mean, there are many NPC as well in life. We know them. Who doesn't? Point being, I mean, yeah, just look at this. Look at these tiles.
This looks...
Who cares?
I wouldn't watch any of this nonsense. I feel like I'm not the target audience. As a grown man.
Just to take it back. Same thing in my opinion. Just garbage content. Who cares? I mean, again, there might be something interesting in some of the political aspects, but stuff like this, no. This is just the same as it's gone viral. And you can do that. That's fine. It's legal. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to do these things because copyright law is a mess. Actually, so that makes it a bit great, but follow the conversation there. It's just crap. That's all. So, I mean, for people wondering, well, Hassan and XQC in these examples, why am I getting so much hate for chilling out with my friends on a stream? It's because it's bad content. Even you said it yourself. If you want better, if you don't want people to hate you, be better. Be like Lemono. Make good stuff. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as the Epoch series, this episode on the War of the Spanish Succession, And if you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.